Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were mixed today. We had Kansas City wheat and Chicago wheat skidding into the close. Closed on near lows, down 2.5 to 3 cents across the board. That July of 2014 hard red winter wheat contract closed near 653, which is a new contract low. The RSI, which is a technical indicator showing the momentum and how much oversold the contract is, it's down at 15. Everything below 25 is considered oversold. So there's a large school of technical traders saying that we're near the bottom, but we'll have to wait and see on that. If you look at corn technicals and the fundamentals, corn was a little bit stronger today from ideas that the ethanol production is still real strong and real profitable. So there's a huge demand there that will remain until it's unprofitable. But for now it is. On the technical side, we're still below the 50-day moving average. And that 50-day moving average is just under $4.38. So that is now resistance. And then if you look at soybeans had a wild day, had a 14-cent range, but at the end closed positive, closed higher on the day, up 3 cents at about 13.27 in the January and above the 50-day moving average.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Slow news day today, without a lot of information other than the export sales report, which was released this morning at 7:30 a.m. The beans were considered bearish at 415,000 metric tons. The average guess was 700 to 900. And then we were also considerably lower than where we were last week at this time, at 1.108 million metric tons. And then there's a lot of talk with regard to those lower numbers that this week last year was when China really switched to South America. We haven't really seen a confirmation of that this week's going to be the week this year, but everybody's expecting it as South America begins to harvest their soybean and corn crop, for that matter, over the next few months. Wheat and corn exports were both positive. Wheat came in at 656,000 metric tons. They're expecting 300 to 400, so we're above the estimate there. And then corn sales were 827,000, and we're looking for 550 to 750. So both wheat and corn were both positive. On the wheat sales, we're looking for them to slow due to a lack of export capacity at the Gulf of Mexico. So that could curtail over the next little bit. But wheat futures really firmed up at the beginning of the day on that number.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers this afternoon, December live cattle were up 85 cents at 131.80. January feeders were up 75 at 166.80. And February lean hogs closed up 2 cents at 86.37. In the grain markets, March Kansas City wheat was down a penny at 652 and three quarters. Chicago March wheat down two at 610 and three quarters. Chicago March corn was up 5.5 cents at 430 and a half. January soybeans were up three at 1327 even. And March cotton was up 33 points at 83.33 cents per pound. That's a look at today's markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.